Money was created many times in many places. Its development needed no technological breakthroughs. It was simply a big mental change. It needed the creation of a new reality that is only in people's shared imagination. Money is not coins and paper notes. Money is anything that people decide to use in order to show the value of other things for the purpose of exchanging goods and services. Money makes it easy for people to compare quickly the value of different commodities, such as apples and shoes, to exchange one thing for another and to hold wealth conveniently. There have been many types of money. The most popular is the coin, which is a piece of metal stamped with nationally accepted value. Yet people used money long before the invention of coins, and cultures have grown and become rich using other things as currency, such as shells, cattle, skins, salt, grain, beads, and cloth. Cowrie shells were used as the official money for about 4,000 years all over Africa, South Asia, East Asia, and Oceania. Taxes could still be paid in cowrie shells in British Uganda in the early 20th century. In modern prisons and POW camps, cigarettes have often been used as money. Even non-smoking prisoners have often accepted cigarettes in payment and see the value of all other goods and services in cigarettes. One Auschwitz survivor explained the cigarette currency used in the camp. "We had our own currency, whose value no one questioned, the cigarette. The price of everything was written in cigarettes. In normal times, bread cost 12 cigarettes, a 300-gram package of margarine, 30, a watch, 80 to 200, a liter of alcohol, 400 cigarettes. In fact, even today, coins and paper notes are an unusual form of money. The total amount of money in the world is about $60 trillion. Yet the total amount of coins and paper notes is less than $6 trillion. More than 90% of all money, more than $50 trillion appearing in our banks, is only real on computer servers. For this reason, most business exchanges work by moving electronic data from one computer file to another, without any exchange of real cash. Only a criminal buys a house, for example, with a suitcase full of paper notes. As long as people decide to trade goods and services in exchange for electronic data, it's even better than shiny coins and crisp paper notes, lighter and easier to follow. For modern business to work, some kind of money is very important. A shoemaker in a money economy needs to know only the prices charged for various kinds of shoes. There is no need to memorize the different prices of shoes in apples or goats. Money also frees apple growers from the need to search out shoemakers because everyone always wants money. This is perhaps its most basic quality. Everyone always wants money because everyone else also always wants money, which means you can exchange money for whatever you want or need. The shoemaker will always be happy to take your money because he can get any of the things he really wants, apples or goats, in exchange for money. Money is a universal form of exchange that allows people to change almost everything into almost anything else. Strength gets changed to brain when a person who was a soldier pays for his college fees with the money he got from the army. Health is changed to justice when a doctor uses the money she got from a patient to pay for a lawyer. Ideal types of money make it possible for people not only to turn one thing into another, but to hold wealth as well. Many valuable things cannot be kept, such as time. Some things can be kept only for a short time, such as strawberries. Other things last longer, but take up a lot of space, cost much, and need care. Wheat and corn, for example, can be kept for years. But to do so, you need huge buildings and to guard against rats, mold, water, fire, and thieves. Money solves these problems, whether it is paper, computer bits, or cowrie shells. Cowrie shells don't break easily, are not rats' favorite food, can survive fires, and are compact enough to be locked up in a safe. In order to use wealth, it is not enough just to hold it. It often needs to be moved from place to place. Some forms of wealth, such as land and houses, cannot be moved at all. Commodities such as wheat and rice can be moved only with difficulty. Imagine a wealthy farmer living in a moneyless land who travels to a distant area. His wealth is mainly his house and rice fields. The farmer cannot take with him the house or the fields. He might exchange them for tons of rice, but it would be very difficult and expensive to move all that rice. Money solves these problems. The farmer can sell his house and rice fields in exchange for a lot of cowrie shells, which he can easily carry wherever he goes. Because money can change, save, and move wealth easily and cheaply, it played an important part in the development of complicated business networks and lively markets. Without money, business networks and markets would never have been able to grow.